Situated on Melrose Avenue near La Cienega, the Bodhi Tree housed a most remarkable collection of books on philosophy and Eastern religions. It was also one of the only bookstores that had chairs, and the proprietors didn't mind if customers sat for a spell and read their books. They even offered you a free cup of tea. I used to go there almost daily during high school. It was about 20 or so minutes from my house, and I have very fond memories of driving over Laurel Canyon from the valley and making the pilgrimage, never quite certain what I would discover. I even took dates there, and on occasion would lose dates there as well, so absorbed I would be with a book or two. Although I didn't have much money, whatever I did save, I spent on books, particularly if something caught my eye. I remember when I was 18 years old and spending $80 for the 4-volume leather-bound English translation of the Sikhs' holy scriptures, Guru Granth Sahib, as translated by Kapal Singh. 42 years later, I am still a proud owner of it. Sometimes I would even go to the Bodhi Tree twice a day. Such was my addiction to the place. I usually coupled those drives with a lunch at the Source restaurant on Sunset Boulevard, famous for its owner and cult leader, Father Yod. Or my favorite one, the Golden Temple Conscious Cookery on 3rd Avenue, inspired by Yogi Bhajan, who also happened to be Father Yod's one-time guru, and which featured a wickedly good vegetarian chili. Sadly, the Bodhi Tree, though it became exceedingly popular in the mid-1980s after Shirley MacLaine wrote about it in her reincarnation-tinged tome, Out on a Limb, closed down several years ago. The place still haunts my dreams as I find myself walking on its creaky wooden floors, looking for buried treasures on its old-school bookshelves. Having been there literally hundreds of times before I reached the age of 19, and before I got more serious in my undergraduate studies, a few literary gems stand out, particularly when I hadn't known about the book before, The Book of Murdad by Mikhail Naimi. I think I read that in just one sitting, even resisting a bathroom break. A Search in Secret India by Paul Brunton. I was so enthralled that I ended up writing the author a letter to which he kindly replied, something that I later learned was not his habit. Talks with Sri Ramana Maharshi. This gem was something I went back to and read repeatedly. I even read it almost monthly still. But the books that stood out the most for me during those initiatory days were those by the Sufi mystics, Rumi and Hafiz. I read their translated poems over and over again. I became so enamored with them that I purchased a complete 3-volume set of Rumi's Mansavi